This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You know, I really don't like it when the conference championships have been determined in the NFL. And, you know, all you have left is the Super Bowl. You've got 2 weeks to
wait. So when you're down to three games or only one?
You're down to one game at that point.
Yep.
And you sit around for 2 weeks and you wait, and then you get the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and then
that's over, and then you're thinking, okay.
Then you're thinking baseball.
Things get, well, if you're a football fan, things get cranked up soon enough with the combine. And that's, you know, pretty boring. And then you get free agency, and then you know what? Then things get going. The new league year, March 12th, legal tampering begins. I'm pumped. That'll be fun. It's less than a month away. That'll be good. The Kansas City Chiefs may be in a position where they have to think, do we need to go draft another tight end? Or is the guy we have coming back? Is he good to go? Whatever. And that's Travis Kelce, who, of course, went to a certain high school in Northeast Ohio. And Travis and his Chiefs just got shredded in the Super Bowl. And Andy, that was disappointing. You know, the Kelce family has been great representatives of Northeast Ohio, and I love the fact that Travis wears Northeast Ohio on his sleeve, and I love how he introduces his hometown when they do the introductions on NBC. You know, he doesn't mention Cincinnati, where he went to college. He mentions Cleveland Heights. And I think that's really cool. I think that's good. And you know his dad. You know Travis.
Yep.
And that's a good thing.
Ding!
He did not have the best of Super Bowls, just like everybody else on his team. And Travis went on his New Heights podcast with his brother Jason, and this is where we're getting this audio from, so thank you, fellas, for that. And he talked about what happened in the Super Bowl.
Just wasn't our day. Couldn't find a lick of momentum. I'm kicking myself for some of the tiny, tiny decisions I made on the field. I wasn't the best leader that I could be in motivating my guys and keeping my guys, you know, calm, cool, collected. And I put a lot of that on myself as, you know, the guy that's been in the building for 12 years and seen a lot of football and actually seeing a situation just like this in the Super Bowl. It's a tough pill to swallow. It's a hard reality, man. I love my teammates. I love my coaches, Chiefs Kingdom. I'm sorry for how it ended. I have a beautiful life, man. I have loved ones. I have the most amazing family in the world that supports me in everything that I do. And they were all there, you know, cheering me on and hoping for the best on Sunday, man. I wish things would have went different. I wish I would have made better decisions early on and helped my guy Pat out and helped my team, you know, find that momentum or that confidence. But, you know, I just have to tip my hat to the Eagles.
That sounds sincere.
That's how he is, though. Yeah. That is... Travis all the time is like that.
There was one play in the Super Bowl, though, that I wonder if in his mind this has any correlation. He said, help my man Pat out. There was one play that I am watching, and I was watching Travis on the play.
Mm-hmm.
And he was on the left side, and Mahomes gets flushed out of the pocket, and he's running right. And Travis is maybe a yard down the field. I don't know if he was blocking on the play or what.
Right.
And I was stunned. Because Travis was standing there watching the play. And he was close enough where he could have helped his man Pat out by running over toward, it would have been toward, if you know, if you're the Chiefs and you have the ball, it would have been running right for Travis. And once he had his body turned, he'd have been running the other way, but running left. But he stood there and watched Mahomes scrambling out of the pocket, trying to make something happen, and he never moved. Mm. And I thought, man, that's not typical. And I thought, what's going on with these guys today? And that was the, other than getting just whacked, that was the one play in the game where I thought, I wonder if something's going on with those guys today. Because that was so not typical Travis Kelce. And he stood there and he actually put his hands up in the air a little bit. Like, hey. And he just stood there and watched. And I thought, man, that's not what we're used to seeing out of this team.
Maybe it's just the fact the offensive line was having so much trouble and that the play wasn't supposed to go that way that it did.
Yeah.
He could have
run over, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And given him an option. Hey, you can dump it off to me.
Right.
But maybe that
wasn't an option on the play at all.
Well, but I'm sure standing there and watching wasn't an option either.
No, that's true.
You know? So that was part of it. Mm. Travis is in his mid-30s. I think he's 35 years old. And when called upon this year, and when they really needed him, he was there. I mean, he played really well and didn't play typical Travis Kelce. But, you know, Andy, when you get to be in your mid-30s and you're still playing in the NFL, there are going to be times when I think your team goes a different direction, keeps an eye on you, helps you out, you know, from a physical standpoint,
mm-hmm.
and saves you a little bit for games that are going to really matter like crazy. I mean, the guy still caught 97 balls this year. He was still really good. He could still go out next year and be one of the top tight ends in the National Football League. I don't think there's any question about that. But what everybody's wondering, especially, I think, for what? A number of reasons. His brother retired the year before. And look at what Jason has done. I mean, he's got commercials like crazy. He's hosting a big ESPN show. He's got the podcast that's making all kinds of money. He's living life. And he's on ESPN doing things. It's going great for him. Same opportunities would be there for Travis. I wonder, everybody's wondering, what's he thinking about his future in the National Football League?
I know everybody wants to know whether or not I'm playing next year, and right now I'm just kicking everything down the road. I'm not making any crazy decisions, but right now the biggest thing is just being there for my teammates and being there for my coaches, understanding, you know, that there's a lot that goes into this thing. I've been fortunate over the past 5-6 years. I've played more football than anybody. The fact that we keep going to these AFC championships and these Super Bowls, and that means I'm playing an extra 3 games more than everybody else in the entire league. And that's a lot of wear and tear on your body. And it's a lot of time spent in the building, focusing on your crafts, focusing on the task at hand, every challenge that you set up for yourself. And that process can be grueling. It can weigh on you. It can make you better, and it can drive you crazy at the same time. And right now it's one of those things where it was kind of driving me crazy this year. I think I'm going to take some time to figure it out. I think I owe it to my teammates that if I do come back, that it's going to be something that it's a wholehearted decision. I'm not half-assing it, and I'm fully here for them. And I think I could play. It's just whether or not I'm motivated or it's the best decision for me as a man, as a human, as a person to take on all that responsibility.
There's more to that story, though, if you think about it. But go ahead, Jeff. What were we going to say?
Question for you.
Yeah.
How many times has Travis Kelce played fewer than 15 games in a season?
Probably never. I would assume
that
he's a workhorse.
That is correct. How stunning is that?
In today's game? Oh, man.
In today's game.
Yeah, that's insane.
The dude has never played fewer than 15 games in a season.
That's just a little less than Joe Thomas. But he's, I mean, Joe's area was confined to maybe 2 yards.
And Travis is running downfield and blocking. I mean, tight end is a get-beat-up position.
It is why I love the position, because it's the blue-collar
position.
Because
you like pain.
No, it's the blue-collar position where you can get down and dirty and be an offensive lineman, was really where your primary job is. But you have the ability, without having to check in and become, you know, eligible, to be able to release off the line and catch a pass. I love that position. For that reason and that reason alone.
Is this a telling stat for him, or is it just a blip? He averaged only 8.5 yards per catch in the regular season. And he had never averaged fewer than 10.6 before, which he did last year. So his yardage per catch has dropped significantly in the last couple of years.
Are you going to tell me there's a team out there that wouldn't want someone that could average?
No, I didn't say that. Because he turned around and he averaged 13.5 in the playoffs. and you know, yeah, was able to get the ball downfield. I just wonder, because 8.5 is a really low figure. And I just,
what was his average going into last year again?
It was 10 something the year before.
So he was a first down per catch before. Right?
No, I know. Yeah. But 8.5 is really low.
It's pretty close to a first down per catch. If you're second and two, right, it's a first down.
If he wants to go play again next year, the Chiefs, I think, would welcome him back under the right financial situations.
Yeah, that's the problem. And this is what I was going to bring up a minute ago. Like, if you're the Hunt family, what do you do in this situation? He's 35 years old, and if they get him, if they cut him, they save $17 million. They save $17 million if they cut him or if he retires. So that's why I think that he's smart in what he's saying when it comes to, I really got to think this thing out. I mean, Clark Hunt's in a really, really weird spot right now, because how do you, you know, cut someone who's statue worthy in your own town? How do you do that? And by the way, I know a head coach that loves tight ends, and I wonder if he would want this 35-year-old to come to a team that where he's trying to rebuild, depending on what kind of quarterback they bring in.
No.
You don't think that they – would he not be embraced if he came here? I mean, look, this team has done bigger marketing things before. If the Browns had the opportunity to pick him up, you don't think they would?
He will not play for another team other than the Kansas City Chiefs.
You're saying he'll say that?
Yes, or he will say that.
I don't know. One run at the Browns, I think he might take it.
I don't know if it's a good look. Andy, why would he do that?
Because it's his hometown. Because there are pictures of him running around his front yard dressed like Bernie Kosar. That's why.
Well, they're not going to let him play quarterback, even though we could use one.
He could play quarterback. He did at Heights.
I don't.
Pretty damn good one, too.
I don't think he ever plays for another team. It's Kansas City or nothing. It's going to be like his brother. I was a Philadelphia Eagle, period. It's like Joe Thomas. I was a Cleveland Brown, period.
What if they both came out of retirement to play for the Browns next year? Come on, laugh. It's kind of funny.
Oh, we're laughing.
You're going to tell me. I wonder how many people would buy a Browns Kelce jersey if they signed him. Even
you're,
if it was,
you're
going to
be
wondering.
Crying next,
Jeff. I mean, think about the Chris Spielman jerseys they sold. Think about it.
I think they're doing okay without having to sell another jersey.
How do you know how much they're making? They're trying to build a new dome. Maybe they sell these jerseys and don't and no new taxes.
Andy's head explodes next. Why? Because we're going to try and find us a quarterback.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going
So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Disclaimer? We need the disclaimer, right?
Yes, you must tell the disclaimer.
In our little shtick that we've been doing for some time now, let's find us a quarterback. People often assume that we're advocating that the Browns go out and get this person. That is not the case. There are people we would advocate for, but this is not the case. This is an informative little exercise we're doing.
That's what we do.
Where we're telling you of people who are available. And these people are available. And we want people to be informed. Because it's a big decision coming up for the Browns, and they're probably going to make it in March. I bet they agree to a contract with a quarterback as soon as March 12th, when you can start the legal tampering, right?
Right.
I would think somebody get signed very early on in free agency by the Browns at quarterback, and there are a lot of guys who are available, and we're just here to help keep everybody informed and enjoy that whole process, aren't we?
Jeff, this is essentially a audio version of trying to date and swipe right. And every day we listen to you, and I think is it swiping right or left? Or I don't even know, but just
we're swiping.
You're swiping. It's exactly what it is.
We're swiping.
Yes.
So get ready, Andy. You're not going to. We'll explain.
Baskin and Phelps present.
All right, so tell me again how this is not the same old Browns.
Let's find us a quarterback.
How would you like a quarterback who couldn't be the starter on his high school team? I made Menigan sputter in humor. How would you like that, Andy?
Michael Jordan got cut? I don't know, is that when you tell that story?
Was not a starter at his high school in suburban Houston. He was the backup quarterback. He was the backup quarterback in high school to De'Eriq King, who went to the University of Houston and then on to Miami. This guy's name is Kyle Trask. Kyle was not the starter at Manville High School. Despite not being the starter in high school, he earned a scholarship to the University of Florida because they saw potential. They saw potential. He's a big guy. He's been the backup in Tampa Bay for a while. And he's a free agent. When he was learning under Tom Brady, and then Baker Mayfield went down there and they actually had a competition and Baker beat him out. Trask turns 27 in March. He was a second-round pick in 2021, 64th overall. And he was the sixth quarterback taken in that god-awful draft. It was Trevor Lawrence, Zach Wilson, Trey Lance, Justin Fields, then Mac Jones. Okay. So those were the top five guys taken, and they all went in the upper part of the first round. And then Kyle Trask was taken late in the second ahead of guys taken later on in the draft, Kellen Mond, Davis Mills, Ian Book, and Sam Ellinger, who ended up with the Colts. So he was in the middle of that draft, has not played very much in the National Football League. In 3 years, has played in 7 games. 4 of 11, 28 yards. That's it. So he's been a backup. But when he was in college, okay?
Okay.
Fourth in the Heisman vote his senior year in college. With 43 touchdowns and 8 interceptions and almost 4,300 yards passing, he averaged over 350 yards a game passing in his senior year at Florida. And he was 2 years as a starter. In those 2 years, 69 touchdowns and 15 interceptions. And Florida plays pretty big-time college football. Fourth in the Heisman vote. And then he went to Tampa, was the backup. Then he's behind Tom Brady. And he's behind Baker Mayfield now. He's a free agent. I doubt that any team is going to sign Kyle Trask and think, yep, he's going to have every chance to be the starting quarterback of this team. I doubt that. However, some team is probably going to end up losing out on all of the top guys in free agency, Andy, guys who they think could be their starting quarterback, And maybe he's a guy you bring in with somebody else and you say, compete. Go. Do it. See what you have.
Yes.
He's done okay in the preseason. That means nothing. But he's a big guy. He has had huge success in college. And he's got the prototypical quarterback build, that, you know, at least the old prototypical quarterback build. 6'5", 236 pounds. Keep an eye on him. He's going to land somewhere. Maybe it's back in Tampa as the backup to Baker. Maybe. But they have a, they've signed a young guy on their practice squad. Maybe they're trying to develop somebody. But we'll see. I'll bet you somebody signs Kyle Trask and at the very least gives him a chance to compete for the starting job.
I think you're right. I mean, I can totally see everything. The way you've laid that out, it makes sense. It's just, are you willing to take a shot, right? Isn't that the way we're looking at this?
Well, that's kind of what it is. I mean, when he came into the league, Tom Brady was the quarterback for Tampa, right? Well, you're not going to beat out Tom Brady. And it didn't go real well. And then he stayed the backup. He was in line to maybe become the quarterback there. But Baker came in and Baker took over. And Baker was the former number one overall pick in the draft and is certainly a competent NFL quarterback.
Yes, he is.
And so he beat out Kyle Trask. And then Trask has been the backup then for 3 years, one behind Brady and two behind Baker. I wouldn't be the least bit surprised if the guy ends up as somebody's backup. And maybe if he gets a chance to play, you know, he changes his fortune in the NFL. But he certainly had great success at Florida, playing big time football. And you don't put up stats that are Heisman Trophy conversation worthy and not be able to play the game a little bit. So we'll see. I would not have him high on my list if I were the Browns. But where he might fit if let's say the Browns draft a quarterback at two. This could be a guy you could bring in and maybe groom as a backup.
You know what? As much as I look at it and I'm like, I don't know. This doesn't sound right. This isn't good. I could see the Browns doing this. Can't you? Kind of falls into those, well, you know, let's give this a shot kind of thing. I mean, they brought in other quarterbacks that have kind of been like him before, right?
Well, see, here's the one thing. We talked about Zach Wilson yesterday. We've talked about Trey Lance in the past. Those guys have shown with some type of play, they've had opportunities, that it didn't go real well. I wonder if any team thinks, gosh, I wonder if it would go very well with Kyle Trask. I don't know. You know, did somebody love what he did in college and wanted their chance at him? Well, everybody passed him over, you know, because he was late in the second round.
Can you compare him to other quarterbacks the Browns have brought in? That's what I'm saying to you, especially when they needed one quarterback at the end of the season.
You know who he made me think of?
Who?
And probably a bad comparison, Mason Rudolph. Does Mason Rudolph make you think of a starting quarterback? Not me.
No.
But that's kind of what I was thinking a little bit. Maybe Mason Rudolph.
Just trying to think off the top of my head. I mean, even if you go back to, like, Bailey Zappi. Like, that's kind of, I don't know, that's kind of the same
world.
Yeah,
but this guy's got that big body, you know? I mean, he's got Josh Allen size.
Oh, that's true.
You know?
I don't know. This just kind of seems like one of those guys that ends up starting, you know, week 15, week 16, week 17 for the Browns. That's where I kind of see him.
Maybe he's a guy
on the roster because you think, okay, well, we got a guy with some NFL experience.
He was also a backup, you know, his first 2 years at Florida. Finally got a chance to play and was terrific. But think about it. The only time he played in high school was when the other guy had already built a big lead. The only time he played 2 years in college, and he's not played in 3 years in the NFL. So, you know, you would think no. However, 6'5", 236, big arm, got a lot of arm talent, and it said he's got great touch on deep passes, according to his draft profile, you know, that when he was coming out. Said he throws a great deep ball and really has great touch on the ball. I wonder, and I think probably not, is this a guy who's just looking for the opportunity and when he gets it might actually do something? You never know. But add him to the list, Andy.
He's on the list, Jeff.
He's on the list.
I'm going to put him in there in pencil.
He's on the list.
Okay.
You heard Jacksonville, the little rumbling about Trevor Lawrence today. And then we talked to Darryl, and the rumbling was the Pittsburgh Steelers have contacted the Jacksonville Jaguars about Trevor Lawrence and would have to trade, you know, number one, future number one, number two, whatever, to get him. Would a guy like that interest you at all? I don't know how the Browns could possibly pull it off because he's got a big money contract. I don't, and they're just hamstrung with that Deshaun Watson contract.
Yeah.
I don't see that happening, but I wonder, you know, would the Browns be, I've talked about trading the number two for J.J. McCarthy. I wonder if there's anybody around the league that the Browns think, well, we would trade eight, and not the number two pick, but we would trade you our second-round pick to bring in that quarterback.
Somebody who's currently a starter or somebody who's...
I honestly ask that question thinking, well, why bother to even ask the question? Because money-wise, you probably can't pull it off, you know?
Well, no, not if you've got somebody who's under a rookie contract. Why wouldn't you be able to pull that
under
off?
Under a rookie contract, yeah. That could
that's the only way you could see that scenario playing out.
Joe Milton in New England is a guy who comes to mind.
Yeah, I've heard of it. Yeah, I mean, we've kicked that around a little bit.
Late-round pick last year.
I can't imagine
you would trade for him and think he's your starting quarterback.
And you're going to give up a second-round pick?
No, not a second. But you could probably get him for a third or a fourth. But that doesn't do anything for me. See, the issue is pretty clear. If and Deshaun Watson's toast for this year, right? So let's assume that. My priority would be trading number two for J.J. McCarthy. I don't think that's going to happen. I would think Minnesota keeps him. So then you try and take a guy at two who you're really high on. If that's not the case, then where are you going to find a quarterback? Right. If you don't draft a guy at two,
you're going to wait till next year, like Darryl said.
Well,
you're going to.
I get that, except for one thing.
You're going to trade out of two this year. You're going to get somebody whose pick is maybe in the top 10, if you can get it, to trade back and then pick up their first round pick. You'll get this year's first round pick and you'll get their first round pick next year. And if you're lucky, maybe you've got the ammo to go get a Manning if you want. Does that do anything for you?
Can we get Cooper?
You can have any Manning you want. Any Manning you want.
I don't think Peyton's any good anymore.
You can have
Although
any
his
Manning
kid's really
want.
Good. Marshall. He's 14.
He's already committed, isn't he?
I think he probably is.
Where'd he commit to? Which SEC school did he commit to?
He's going to go to Tennessee or Ole Miss, right?
Which cheating Tennessee cleat wearing.
Wow.
What bowl was that again? I'm trying to remember. It was the.
That's harsh.
Well, they did. They wore illegal cleats against Ohio State, but that was back in the day.
By accident.
No, it wasn't by accident. I think John Cooper's still mad about it.
I did that just for you.
It wasn't by accident. Where were we? Citrus Bowl?
I did that just for you.
Yeah. You can have any Manning you want. I don't think they're fixing the quarterback problem this year. I just don't.
You know, the concern for me, though.
Do you agree with that or disagree with that? Are they fixing the quarterback problem this year?
Well, they can do that very easily.
Dan Menigan, are they fixing the quarterback problem this year? I don't feel it.
No, I think this is a stopgap.
I do, too.
So, in other words, neither one of you guys think they're taking a quarterback at two?
No, I think they don't need to take a quarterback at two unless they really feel like it's a franchise quarterback. I mean, I'm listening to Mary Kay make this argument over and over, and she's extremely passionate about saying, well, you're going to miss.
She's pretty adamant about
that. She said again
that.
This morning, like, people miss on 50%, so if you're going to miss on a quarterback. We're really good at missing. We're almost 100% at missing. They did get Myles Garrett. They did get Denzel Ward. Okay. They actually didn't miss on Baker Mayfield, but they let him go because we got into an ego match about this whole thing. Stupid. It makes me shake my head. Please get me a quarterback that can be here for 4 or 5 years. I'm not asking for much. Am I asking for much? Four or 5 years. Someone that can lead this team, guide this team, and give me the fake feeling that a team can get to the Super Bowl.
Can I take what you just said? And say thank you. You have just explained to everybody why we've been doing Let's Find Us a Quarterback.
I'm here for you, Jeff. I'm here for you.
You just want to find somebody who can go out and play a little bit and give you a chance to win football games.
Can we get
And that's what they might end up having to sign is just some of these guys who we have talked about who are out there and maybe have been discarded or aren't highly thought of by others.
Can we get someone that could give us the same thrill that we had with Joe Flacco? I'm not asking for Joe Flacco. I'm asking for someone that
we had it this year, and they benched him.
I didn't see the wins, Jeff.
Yeah, well, you saw the interceptions from Joe and Jameis.
It worked
for Joe.
I just need to see the wins.
Baskin and Phelps here on The Fan.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.